Hello and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
May I get your name and your job description, please?
Sure. I'm Denise Cole. I'm the SHIELD Project Coordinator at the Labrador Friendship Center in Goose Bay.
Okay, cool. Since we haven't spoke with you since last year about the SHIELD program initiative, how was everything since?
It's been going really well. It's been really busy, and we're happy to say since we had the big summit last July that we have been able to do a little bit of work out into some of the coastal communities. And then when youth come here, for example, to the Labrador Creative Arts Festival, we're able to also get involved. So we've been really busy here having events in Goose Bay as well as in Sheshashe, and we've had some events led by youth in Port Hope Simpson and in Cartwright, and we're looking forward to hopefully having some more in some of our other coastal communities.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We hear that you did a video project with Indigenous youth from along the coast. Can you tell our audience how you guys came up with the idea to do the project?
Yes, absolutely. There's a group that's called the National Center for Collaboration on Indigenous Education, and one of their regional leads is also connected to the SHIELD project on our advisory committee, Dr. Sylvia Moore. And so she approached us and talked about wanting to do something, some kind of project that could help bring forward the youth voice about what being Indigenous means to them. And so that led us to putting out a call for youth. Just because of the finances, we had a filmmaker here locally. We kept it to the Lake Melville area. But we got applications in from youth, and then we decided who we could go with. And actually, the way it worked out, we took everybody who did apply. And so we had six youth who came from different communities, but they're living here in Goose Bay. And so they all did their own individual video project. So the idea was to create a video of 3 minutes or less that talked about parts of what being Indigenous meant to them. And so that meant we did some workshopping, and they worked closely with myself and the filmmaker and came up with ideas, because, of course, there's lots of things that make us feel Indigenous. But for them, they all had to narrow down and focus on one part of their culture that they wanted to talk about.
Okay, cool. With those six youth, where were they from?
Sure, yeah. So we had three guys and three girls is how it just happened to work out, which was really nice. We had Rain Hart, who is originally from Sheshashe but lives here in Goose Bay, and Mackenzie Dyson, who's from Cartwright, but she lives here now. Some came from other places, but they all live here in Goose Bay now. Philip Snow is from here in Goose Bay. Rebecca Blake is originally from Rigolette and is living here. Jackson Obed is from Nain, and Samantha Newman is from here in Goose Bay.
Okay, cool. So what type of Indigenous topics did those six youth go through in each video?
All the videos are on our LFC SHIELD Project YouTube channel, so you can check them out. But they're amazing short films. John Gowdy, who's a filmmaker, but a lot of people know him here as a journalist with CBC, so he worked really closely with them and taught them how to craft their stories and turn those stories into these videos. So he spent a lot of hours editing and making sure he captured the vision that they had. So Samantha wanted to talk about drum dancing and what drum dancing means to her and how she learned it, and so hers is focused on that. Jackson is really interested in Nalyuk Night and what that means to him, so that was his video. Rebecca talked about why the Inuktitut language is important to her. Philip Snow, his ancestors are from Spotted Islands, which is in southern Labrador, so he talked about that. Mackenzie is really interested and does a lot of beading and crafting work, so she talked about why that's important to her as a part of her Métis culture. And then Rain talked about the Innu gathering at Gull Island and why that's so important to him. And I guess it's important to note that while Mackenzie is Métis from southern Labrador and Rain is Innu, that all of our other youth connect themselves to being Inuit. So that diversity was really exciting for us.
Okay, so the project turned out really good.
It was amazing. It's more than I could have ever asked for. And the funding came from NCCIE. We couldn't have done that without them coming to us and saying, hey, you know, we like the work that you do. Do you think this is something we could do together? And then the youth, what they brought forward and how they turned their ideas into these videos was just really powerful. And if you watch the videos, you can't help but sort of really feel their passion. And so some of them share pictures. Some of them are, you know, sharing memories. Some of them are sharing their tools. and what they do and how that connects them to who they are. So it was just incredibly powerful project. And we completed it in about 2 months, which is actually really fast for a video project. So it was really because of the hard work of the youth and our filmmaker.
Yeah. So are there going to be any other projects or programs that you will be holding for the youth?
We continue to keep trying to find different things and small pockets of money. We have, of course, it's getting towards the end of our fiscal year, so we have one more year left of SHIELD. But, yeah, we're always still coming up with ideas and different things. And I know right now there's, people in different communities. I don't want to give away too much until we have some dates and stuff, that there's some amazing supportive adults who have been working in community with the youth who came to the SHIELD Summit in July past. And so they're helping them get mobilized to host events. SHIELD is always about bringing together health themes with art, culture, and technology activities. So we create those fun, safe spaces. So we're going to keep doing that right until the end of March 2021. We will have another youth summit. That'll be sometime this summer. We haven't nailed down a date yet, but that'll be an opportunity for anywhere from 20 to 24 youth to come from different communities, everything paid for a week-long experience with us here in Goose Bay. So there's lots of stuff that we still want to do. We also have a bunch of music instruments that we want to grant. So we're continuing to work with Lawrence O'Brien Center on ways that we can host, like, jam nights. And we had one just before Christmas, actually. So, yeah, there's lots of stuff happening. And we envision that the funders are probably going to want to keep going with this project after 2021. That's what I'm really hoping, is that the SHIELD lasts a long time and we actually start to grow the project in bigger ways.
Cool. About the projects and the programs going along with the SHIELD initiative, would you like to add anything else?
I think just a really big thank you to all of the adults and the youth who keep getting involved in our projects. We could never do what we do if we didn't have all that support. I get to be the one to talk about SHIELD as the coordinator, but honestly, without having all the young people that get involved and without having the support of adults who recognize being role models and the different agency partners, SHIELD would have never grown to what it has become. And even people like yourself and the media who help share our story. So we're just ever grateful, and certainly if people want to get involved with us, they can reach out to me. I'm at the Labrador Friendship Center. My number is 709-896-8302, extension 224. Or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, all under just search LFC SHIELD Project.
Okay. I'd like to thank you for your time and giving us about the youth video project.
Oh, absolutely. Reach it anytime. I always love talking with you guys. You guys do great work up there.
Thanks. And have a great day.
Right on. You too, Philip. Take care. Thanks for reaching out, eh?
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.